Well, clearly Judge Lake is reading the Constitution in relation to Maryland's law and found that it was too broad. And he's, you know, he doesn't really give a right to everybody to go out and get a permit, but he says that Maryland's legislature, I guess, will have to tailor it so that it's not so broad that it excludes almost everyone.
Now, Judge Legg's decision, Delegate Smigiel has a bill which he said would respond to that. I mean, and he had the hearing on it, I think, last week or the week before, HB 45, that would basically remove the burden of proof from the citizen to apply for the concealed carry permit. Would that solve the problem? I mean, just as you looked at that?
Well, clearly that would solve the problem. So far, though, I'm not so sure that the powers that be here are ready to work with. They were not going to let Smigiel's bill out, even though it had enough votes to get out of committee. This certainly will give it a little bit more steam. But we're still probably months away from an appeal to the Fourth Circuit, and it could be a case that might even go to the Supreme Court. So it looks like the state of Maryland may have some time to come up with some new protocols before all that happens.
Does the court decision, by Judge Lake's decision, make Maryland, Baltimore, less safer?
I don't know if it makes Baltimore less safe. I don't think that the state police are going to give permits to folks who are going to abuse the privilege. It may make it more safe for, you know, the average citizen to be able to have a gun in their home to thwart some home invasion or to, you know, stop a carjacking or whatever. Certainly, it will give criminals pause, you know, if they know that people now have the right to have guns in their home.